Welcome to Why Your Story Podcast. I am your host, Travis Osmond.
I am your host, Mary Jo Parker.
And together we are
Why Your Story.
And it really is about why your story.
It is.
Some of you have cool stories, some of you don't. But we're here to talk about it.
It is kind of true.
Thank you, Star Valley Health, for all your sponsorship.
Thank you, Duke Dance, for your help.
And EcoLife. And just thank you to Wyoming. We love Wyoming.
We do.
And if you don't live here in Wyoming, don't come.
Yeah.
Stay home.
Stay in your state.
Stay in your state. Yep.
That's for sure.
And this is not mean. This is just from the bottom of my heart.
Yeah. I don't think you'll like it here.
It's too cold.
Yeah, for sure.
It's all desert. But, you know, some people like that.
That's what the cactus said. Yeah. how are you today?
Oh, I'm fine.
Yeah?
It's summertime, and with my job and what I do, I just want snow. Mm. I am so ready for 2 feet of snow.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You can't see weeds when there's snow on the
sicko.
Ground.
Sicko. That's what you are.
I am sicko.
Yeah.
But not everybody can be
sick.
The epitome of health, I guess.
Oh, wow. Well,
I can't believe people listen to this podcast. I just, every time I just have to scratch my head and think that there are a bunch of weirdos out there.
That's what comes to my mind.
That's what comes to mind. So if you're listening to this podcast, welcome to the Weirdo Club. Anyway, we're glad to be back here today with you, and
we appreciate you.
Appreciate you, and how are you doing, MJ? Didn't ask.
Good. Notice anything weird about me?
Yes. I didn't want to say anything, but
no, really. Look at my face.
You have white eyebrows.
Your butt.
What am I supposed to be looking at?
No, I go to the Maverick. I've been all over town.
What does that have to do with your face?
And finally someone says to me, I like the look. And I'm like, what look? And they're like, the look of one eye with mascara, one eye without. I don't know what I was thinking today.
I don't see. Oh, I do now.
It looks like I'm
MJ
special.
I would have to think that 99.9% of the people on this planet would never have noticed that had you not pointed it out.
Yeah.
I guarantee it. But now that you did. So how do you do one eye and not the other?
Well, I was kind of curious. In a hurry this morning. I was trying. You know how you have your little list and you check it twice as you go throughout your day? And I
guess I didn't
check the eyes twice because I really don't spend a lot of time in front of a mirror, obviously.
Oh, my gosh.
It's sad. It's a sad day. And I still have one more store to go to. Oh, well. Oh, boy.
Okay.
Oh, these gas prices are terrible.
So, the gas prices. They've actually dropped down. I think I was reading this morning that they're down like, 19 cents from a couple of weeks ago. And I don't know. My goal here on this podcast, and I think I've told you this before, was to never talk about politics.
That you have said.
You know, and I feel strongly about that. I don't want to do that because we don't know the mindset of the people that are listening on our podcast.
We don't.
And well, obviously we know that they're crazy, but we don't know if they're Republican, Democrat, Independent.
Sure.
Libertarian.
And it might change too.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and without offending anybody, and speaking of gas prices, what is that sound? Can you hear that sound?
Yeah. Is it coming out of this little white thing?
I don't know. Is it?
Here, let me take my earphones off. Oh, it's the fan.
Where's the fan?
Over there. See the fan?
Okay. Well, we'll just go with it. So, without running the risk of offending anybody, my thought was, let's talk about politics, but in the realm of the top reasons you should not be in politics.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. And so, not to be too serious, but to kind of keep it light and fun, okay? Because I do love to poke fun of people that are in political office. I feel that it takes a special person to be in politics.
I agree with that.
Okay, so solid white area here that we both agree on. I do not feel like a normal person in the fact that what I consider normal can last in politics. Now, tell me if you agree or disagree with that.
How long do you want them to last? What's your last?
Well, I think that normal, I don't know. I have to be careful a little bit because I have relatives.
I currently have relatives,
and I actually know a few people that are in politics that I have very much respect for. So I think that we'll just say as a whole.
Okay.
Four-year term. Okay. Mm-hmm. I feel like if you can make it 4 years, you've probably done a pretty good job, I think. If you're in politics for longer than 4 years, something's wrong.
Perhaps.
You know what I'm saying?
I do. So, I think sometimes the integrity level goes down.
Well, and I
sometimes.
So this is what I see, okay, from politicians. Because you're in politics, you're almost held up to on this pedestal thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you have this Caesar mentality of everybody goes around kissing your butt.
Yes.
Okay. So they're so used to people saying, yes, 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 that all of a sudden they start thinking that, oh, whatever I say must be the best thing all the time. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They have this complex of, oh, this is what I think is great. Or whatever I think is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that just goes to their head.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's true.
Anyway, that's one of my things. But that's kind of beside the point. So, A, number one reason you should not be in politics is... A, everybody hates you. I mean, I've never been in politics. And I don't ever want to be in politics, but, you know, we were talking and there's a position for the school board opening and they're like, she's like, Travis, you should consider running for the school board. I'm like, no way. Why on earth? I mean, granted, I think a person could probably do some good there, you know, but that's just not me.
Yeah.
Don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm. I think that's probably a good idea.
Because do you ever hear anything good on the streets from anybody that serves on the school board?
No, you normally just hear negative things.
It's always negative, huh?
It is.
Yeah. So I think my number one point is correct, that nobody likes you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of my thing. Number two. You go.
Oh, nobody likes you. Okay. Number two.
Second reason why you should never be in politics.
I think that appearance... sometimes, for instance, I'm thinking of this photo I saw of Lake Powell, and the water's very low now, and somebody sent a picture in because there was this giant white mark, and it looked like Trump's hair, and his nose, and his jowls.
I think I saw that.
That was so funny, and it did. I was just like, so I think if you have an issue with hair, that could be a bad, bad thing. Maybe you shouldn't have hair. Although...
I'm trying to put this into a sentence for you.
Okay.
The reason you shouldn't be in politics is...
You could have a bad hair day.
You could have a bad hair day.
You could.
That's true. And once you have a bad hair day, I think, because I'm following you, is the rest of the world will know about it.
Yeah. Well, no matter what, even if you had, like, your skirt was up on one side or your tie was crooked, or you had a stain on your shirt.
So, could you say that one of the reasons not to be in politics is everybody sees your flaws?
Yes.
That's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
They see your flaws, your physical flaws, which really should have nothing to do with how you are.
I love it. I love it. I think you're right. You're either too skinny, you're either too fat, you're too bald, you're too handsome, you're too ugly.
You have a weird name.
You have a weird name.
Like,
you have a weird
story. Remember Senator Wiener?
Yes. How do you forget that name?
And he was such a jerk.
I mean, how do you forget that? You know what I mean? Yeah. Why on earth you would run for public office with that name? I would change my name. I'm proud to be a Wiener. I mean, honestly. We'll now turn the time over to Brother Wiener. Could you imagine me?
No just, offense just, to anybody.
I know. Please, name. Please do not take this offensive to us. This is just Mary Jo and Travis having fun here, but
at the expense.
Mr. Wiener, the floor is now yours. Mr. Wiener, could you button it up, please? We're running short on time. We need to button things up. Okay. So the second reason is never everybody sees your faults.
Yes.
And they would be probably exacerbated, and we don't want that. So, okay, my turn. Third reason not to ever be in politics is I feel like you can never tell the truth. Okay, so this gets a little bit sticky.
It does.
So I think every politician would be very offended if for saying this. But here's the deal. If you're sitting there among all your constituents and someone comes up with this really stupid idea, you don't just say, that's stupid.
No.
You cannot do that. Mr. So-and-so, point of order, whatever, I would like to amend whatever you just said, you know, type of thing. You can never say what's on your mind.
Exactly.
Donald Trump did that.
Mm-hmm.
And look what happened to him.
Yes.
On the one hand, it was very refreshing.
Yeah.
To a point, I mean, honesty and openness is very refreshing because, A, you never hear it in politics.
You don't. You don't.
Can you think of a time? I mean, I'm not really immersed in politics, but I cannot think of a time when I've actually heard a politician just speak frankly.
I think it would have been really refreshing to be in Abraham Lincoln's time because he's like one of my favorite presidents, and to have just listened to him. And I really think he was honest. I mean, Honest Abe. That's what I think is it would be fun.
I think so. And
to go back in time.
I think there's a difference. Back then, I obviously didn't live there, but, you know, doing all my reading and schooling. Back then, being in a political position was something of a prestigious thing.
Correct.
And people really looked up and admired you.
Yes.
For doing, and it was generally speaking, people that high integrity, high morals,
yes,
you know, that sort of thing. And now look where we're at today.
Yeah. I mean,
it's a night and day difference.
And when they're, you know, it's that time to vote, it's just nothing on the internet but crap from both sides.
Yep.
Like, I'm just kind of, I really am over it.
Yep. Slinging mud like crazy.
Yes.
And it doesn't matter who it offends or whatever. It's just slinging mud from both sides.
Yeah. And it's like, you really don't know the truth. You don't.
But there's one thing that I would have to say. So we elect someone to lead our country. I have such a problem with electing someone that's never had a job.
Oh.
Other than a political office.
Yeah.
To me, that is horrible. If they said, Travis, we're looking for a new weed and pest supervisor, but we're going to hire someone that has never dealt with weed control.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and that's kind of how I look at that. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
So your whole life, all you've done is make policies, and That's just not a good way. You don't understand private business. You don't understand private sector. You don't understand healthcare. You don't understand any of that stuff.
Right. And if they, you know, were born into money and then they really, you know, they've never driven a car.
Yeah.
They don't know what it's like to fill up the gas tank.
Yeah.
And your checking account and the gas price are not matching. They don't know. They're not everyday people.
I think that is you struck a chord with all of Americans right now, is to be able to pull up your bank account before you fill up your tank to see if you have enough money.
Yes.
To fill up your tank. That is what the Americans are dealing with right now.
Absolutely.
And I know it, that the majority of the politicians that are running this country don't know how that feels.
No.
They don't.
They don't.
So anyway, disconnect. There's a big disconnect.
Yes, there is.
So mine was you just cannot tell the truth. And I've seen this from a ground level, actually, with politicians that I've known personally. You cannot speak your mind.
Right.
You really cannot. Well, the term is you need to be politically correct.
Yeah, and it seems like they say something that they think the people want to hear, even though that's not what they feel.
That is not true.
What they're going to do. And so they're just pleasers.
And they know they're not going to do it, but they're saying it because that's what the crowd they want to hear.
Yes.
Ooh, that makes me so, so mad. And I think that is lack of integrity.
Yeah.
But to be honest with you, how many people are going to show up and speak their minds? They won't do it because they're politicians.
Yes.
And that's why they're politicians.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Number four, your turn.
Number four, I would say you couldn't pay me enough to be a politician.
Good. I like it.
Yeah.
But I think most politicians get paid a lot.
You think so?
Well,
maybe
I know
not
like
the local.
Senators get like $400,000 a year for life, plus life insurance.
Mm.
Or health insurance, I mean.
Really? For life?
For life.
I didn't know that.
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely.
So they only have to serve 4 years, and they get
and
it for
they
life.
Get it for life.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
A lot of people should stop. Like, you know, they go in at 40 and then, woo, and then do something else.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I mean, if there was ever a reason to be in political office, that would be...
Yeah.
But do you feel good about that? I mean,
Yeah. Do
you feel good about $400,000 of taxpayer money for the rest of your life?
Yeah, good point.
So there's an issue there that I have with politics. But you're right. I love your point of you cannot pay me enough to be in politics.
Right.
Absolutely. So are you done?
Yes.
Mine would be...
Wow, he is on one.
I'm sorry. Mine would be... no matter what you say, how do I say this? No matter what you say, it's going to get twisted by the media. The media does not portray truth. I feel like every
Correct.
Media outlet has an agenda.
Yeah. I mean, just look at the different stations.
Well, there's MSNBC, CNN, and Fox News.
Right.
Every one of them will give you the same speech and then interpret it three different ways.
That is right.
And yeah. I feel like therein is one of the major problems of politics.
Right. Yeah.
So you could never get across what you want to get across because I feel like the media will block you anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They'll censor you or they'll change your narrative.
But there are people that just watch it every day. You know, the same thing every single day, and so they have that one point of view, not saying it's right or wrong, but you know, there are lies and truths on both sides.
Yep, I agree.
So
yep, I agree.
Yeah.
So yeah, that would be mine, is you the no matter what you say, it's going to get construed to something different to match whatever media outlet narrative is trying to portray.
Yeah. Do you watch a certain station?
No, I don't watch the news, to be honest with you.
Do you watch like local news?
I listen to the radio as I'm in the mornings. I'll turn on like KSL as I'm going to work for, you know, 15, 20 minutes just to get the headlines. And that's about it.
Yeah.
I feel like my political views are not so much about the person at all anymore. I just hold some core values, and that's what I vote on.
As do I. I do the same thing.
I don't even need to listen to a person. I feel like if I saw what they stood for and what they will fight for, I could tell you who I would vote for. Mm. I wouldn't even need to listen to them.
So do you have a vote for Brandon flag in your yard?
You mean let's go Brandon?
Yeah, let's go Brandon.
Of all the things though, of that has got to be one of history's greatest.
I love it.
Bloopers. I mean,
it is
of
funny.
All things, this car. Did you see how it started at the car race?
I know why it started, but I did not see it.
Yeah, I watched it.
Oh.
I watched how it started.
Uh-huh. So it was at a NASCAR or something?
Yeah, so it was a NASCAR race, and the driver's name was Brandon.
Okay.
And the crowd was chanting, you know, F Joe Biden.
Uh-huh.
And the interviewer, the lady that was interviewing this guy, was thinking they were saying, let's go Brandon. And so she was like, so what do you think about this crowd cheering, let's go Brandon? And he kind of looks at her like, what? I mean, talk about funny.
Yeah.
Just by natural course. That's just hilarious.
It is. You know? And we have so many in this valley.
Oh,
so many of those flags.
Yeah. So many conservative flags
in
this valley. So just great. A point of humor. Just fantastic.
It's funny.
One of the things that I know that reason not to go into politics is I feel like you kind of have to look like a politician.
Oh, there is. There's like
a... Don't you think?
Yeah, certain... I mean, like the women all have polyester suits.
Yeah.
Who the heck wears polyester suits?
Who does that?
Ah.
And the guys are like well-fit, trimmed.
Some of them.
Well, there's very few that are fat, bald, and have hazel eyes. I'm here to tell you that if you would never make it in politics with one eye painted and one not.
I would not.
I'm just telling you right now. You would not get past the first interview. You would not.
That could be part of my problem.
Not get on the ballot. So yeah. Let's just do this real quick. I'm just pretend that you're running for a national office.
Okay.
And we are at the, we're doing a, what is it? A debate.
Okay.
So, Mary Jo, in your words, how would you fix this country?
Ooh, I would start with many things.
No, you can do one thing.
I can only do one thing?
Right now, you can do one thing to fix this country.
Oh, gosh. Why would you ask me that?
Okay, next question. You only have a certain amount of time. You can't just flip-flop on things.
What would you do?
I'm asking you a question.
I just ask you back. Who's this guy in the red truck?
It's probably Duke Dance.
Oh. Okay.
I don't know who that is. So I would say it was Duke Dance. That's awesome. what question are you asking me?
If you could change one thing right now, what would you change?
Mr. Osmond. Yes. Yes, MJ. Grateful to be here.
Okay. You're already lying now. I already got you in your first lie.
Go ahead. I'm going to be a politician for a second.
If you could just click your fingers or your heels, what would you change in this country right now?
Well, MJ, that's such a wonderful question. And first of all, let me start by answering that by saying it's just a great honor and privilege to be here among the American people and to be able to serve you all. I've spent the last 40 years of my life thinking and dreaming about this day of being able to serve my constituents here on this wonderful stage and to be able to love everybody in America. I feel like we all just need to be one mind and body.
Let me stop you right there. That was so realistic.
See what I'm saying?
Yes.
That is what they do.
They do.
They do. So, Mr. Osmond, what is your policy on gun control? If you were elected, what is your policy? Hey, Travis, thank you for that question. That is such a hot topic right now. And I would like to answer that by telling you a story. When I was young, I was in the third grade, and my teacher was Mrs. Hinckley, and there was this boy, and this boy was a bully. I'm not kidding you. He was a bully.
Okay.
And I feel like that is a major problem in our society today is bullying.
Okay.
So I think what we need to do is put cameras in all the hallways of our schools.
Okay.
So that we can monitor bullying. And then when we catch a bully, you know, we can bring him in and tell him that's a no-no and send them on their way. I'll bet you that'll fix it.
Okay. So. Actually, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah. Anyway, that's I feel like that's what we get at the debates.
We do.
And you never ever get a straight answer.
You don't.
Because it's just bred in them. They don't they will never give you a straight answer. But man, they're so flamboyant and so look right at you and tell you what you want to know.
Yes. And what you want to hear.
What you want to hear. Know? Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like, you know, take a father, like take your daughter to work day. Let's take a politician to work day.
Yeah. Ew. Wouldn't that be? I'd do it.
I would do it as well.
Take that up. I would take that opportunity.
Yeah.
Say, hey, how are you like working like this for $150 a day?
Yeah.
And see what they say. Mm-hmm. Well, Travis, we got to fix that. We need to raise minimum wage.
What? Oh, wait, we can't get anybody to work.
Well, let's raise minimum wage, but not where our wage. The
blue
collar guys.
But let's give unemployment to everyone that
yes.
wants it.
Yes. And Travis, you can pay for that, can't you?
Oh, boy.
It drives me nuts.
We better stop.
Stop. No more politics.
Do you know that I've been on Air Force too?
Have you really?
Yes.
How did you do that? Did you sneak on?
No. Air Force 2 used to fly in to Jackson. And I just one day went down and asked the Secret Service guy if I could get on. And so he let me because my office was right outside. And
no kidding.
It was really cool. And when they would come in and land before that, I mean, they would bring like a big Air Force. They bring several planes, but one of them was an Air Force plane. And it had Hummers and, you know, bulletproof cars and Jeeps. And then Air Force 2 would land and with Cheney, Vice President Cheney. And yeah, it was pretty cool. It's not grand. It's not like the movie Air Force One.
I'm sure it's an airplane.
But. Yeah, and it's not huge, but it was cool.
Air Force One, what a great show.
Yeah. Top Gun, what a great show. The new one.
Two Top Gun Maverick.
That's what I would fly in if I was a politician.
Oh, my word.
I would. That's where your taxpayer dollars would go.
I think we said this before, but the greatest thing in my mind about Top Gun is you left being proud to be an American.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I mean, I cried in it.
Yeah. It was great.
I thought it was awesome.
I did too.
Last thing that I wanted to say about the top reasons not to be in politics was the loss of your own privacy.
I feel. Yeah.
Everybody is in your business.
Yeah. And you would kind of know something about that more than I would.
Yeah. A little bit, you know, just raised in the family I did, but.
Right.
But. At this stage of my life, I'm not, you know, my privacy is my privacy.
You don't look like a politician.
And that is for darn sure. I mean, that we go back to looks. I do not look
and
like
I
a
especially
politician.
Don't.
Well, I don't know. I feel like there's a senator run.
Oh, yeah.
In your career.
Maybe if I got both eyelashes done.
Yeah, I would have to hire a makeup artist for
maybe just a sack.
I love it. You just put a sack over your head.
Hey, awesome. I might vote for a person that had a sack over their head.
Yeah, I would too. Like I said, it just depends on what their platform is and what they're trying to accomplish with their life. You know
that's
what I mean?
Right.
That's my thoughts. So, anyway, well, do you have anything else to add?
I do not. I hope you've enjoyed our podcast. We just kind of did it on the cuff.
That was a real spur of the moment.
It was really, our person didn't show up. I had no idea what we were going to say. Neither did Travis, and there you went.
And there you have it, folks. Straight from the horse's mouth.
Yeah.
And Travis's.
But not Mr. Wiener's.
Mr. Wiener, would you mind zipping things up? We really got to get going here. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Thank you.
We
have
love
a great
you all.
Day.
Have a lovely day.
Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye. This is Why Your Story Podcast. Bye.